CLX Mobile, monitoring.
N4ZLK Mobile.
Hey, long time no talk. How you been doing?
Mike, I hope you are. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
We are. We didn't go have family or anything come by, so we put in and went to a resort for the week up in Sapphire, North Carolina. It was a nice time.
Sound nice. I'm sure they had if there was a resort, they probably had a nice restaurant, probably had a good meal fixed on Thursday that you didn't have to do anything for, right? Other than pay for it.
Say resort. It wasn't that kind of resort. Timeshare resort. So we had a kitchen. We haven't had a kitchen. We haven't had to cook for over a month, so it was actually nice to be able to cook for a week. Believe it or not. So we cooked our own Thanksgiving meal. You know, you're cooking in a small kitchen with minimal stuff. We figured it out.
I'm good. It still sounds nice, though. Like a nice, quiet one. Very good. Yeah, we went out to eat Thursday. Three of our children go to their in-laws, and Beth usually works on Thanksgiving, and she was able to take this one off. And so one of our youngest son, his wife's mother lives in Germany, and her dad lives in Texas. They were here, so we went out to a restaurant in downtown Greenville that was serving an all-day Thanksgiving-type buffet, and it was really good. And it was nice just to go there and not do anything but show up and eat.
That is nice. It's like being invited to someone's house and saying, no, don't worry about the dishes.
Okay. Meal on Saturday at the house, so there were plenty of dishes, but Thursday was nice. But we had a nice time with all the kids came over and all the grandbabies. And the girls, all the little granddaughters all played out in the leaves, and we took pictures and just had a really nice time.
Yeah, we were going through a little problem at the house. We had a toilet, or I had a sewer line plug, downstairs toilet overflowed when I took a shower. So we've been dealing with flooded floors for, 2.5 months now.
Sorry. And did I hear you say you don't have a kitchen right now, or your kitchen's not working or something? And that you did while you were away, you had a kitchen. Was that what I heard?
You're correct. We've been living in a hotel room for a month and a half.
Flooding.
Yeah, that's exactly it. The kitchen's fine. It's just the toilet overflowed, so the bathroom got torn out. The closet, some hallway, some of the foyer, some of the kitchen floor. But, you know, and then all the resulting problems underneath the floor and the subfloor. So subfloor was torn out. It was all dried out. But subfloor I got rid of because I don't want mold in the house. And then now that's all new. So we're going in with flooring tomorrow. So we'll be back in the house Friday this weekend.
Man, I hate to hear that. But glad it's getting worked out, it sounds like. I tell you what, sometimes those things happen, and of course it's never a good time, obviously, for something like that to happen. But when it causes that much damage, that's a big, not only expense, but it's a pain too, just all the moving around you have to do.
Yeah, staycation, but man, it's been way too long. It just, you know, and it everything stacks up. It takes 2 weeks for the adjuster to come out, and then it takes another week for someone to follow up with tearing floor out, and then you find more problems, and flooring guy got canceled 3 times, you know, just, it all adds time.
And that's why, especially if you're having a house built, and they say, oh yeah, we can be done in 6 months, it's never going to be done in 6 months just because of that, just trying to line people up in the right time and rain and, you know, weather and somebody gets sick, and it always takes longer. Supplies, materials don't come in.
Yeah, and I already got the flooring guy telling me, you still don't have insulation underneath? No, I haven't gotten that far yet. Shoot, man, Monday I got the subfloor in. Why would I have insulation? Well, you know, as soon as we put that flooring in, you have to have insulation or it'll start cuffing. It's like, dude, I know, believe me, I know. If I have to, I'll just go buy the insulation and put it in.
Work out. Sounds like it's about done, though, if you've already pretty confident you'll be in by Friday.
I hope that the warranty on the flooring stays in place.
Put down new flooring in our house, in the two back bedrooms and the hallway. And fortunately, it had really nice weather while I was doing it. But I did, when I got the flooring in, I did stack it in the hallway and had each bundle stacked with spacers in between them, so that I could let air circulate around them, let them sit there for a couple days before I even started laying it down.
I know what we got here. We got pre-finished, factory-finished hardwood. So the boxes have been sitting in there for, almost a month, I guess.
Super important with the actual wood itself, hardwood. We got some kind of laminate. Not vinyl laminate, but it's very tough and waterproof and all that, and I like it, and it's got the wood look, but it isn't wood. But I think with the wood itself, you got to be even more careful. But having it pre-finished, though, that does help. It helps seal it.
Same stuff, same people put it down. When we moved in the house in 2007, we had 3/4 of the floors taken up and put down hardwood. More than that, probably, because it was just the kitchen. And I had the kitchen put down in 2015, so the only thing left was the ceramic and the three bathrooms. Well, one of the bathrooms is now not ceramic. It's going hardwood downstairs, so we're slowly going all the hardwood, I guess.
You get all that finished, you'll sell the house, and the next people will put down shag carpet over all the hardwood floor.
And that's what my parents did when they moved in that house I grew up in. And I'm sure someone tore that shag carpet out and loved it.
Understood from someone who actually did that. I know it happened. I'd seen it. But I wondered if they thought they were protecting the hardwood or if they just didn't like the hardwood and wanted carpet. I'm sure there was probably more of the latter than anything, but I could see somebody saying, well, we've got to protect these floors. We got to put carpet down on top of them.
I never understood that, but, I was a kid. I loved the rugs, no problem. My brothers loved the rugs because whenever they had parties, they'd end up having cigarette burns.
Like the rug because it's soft and comfortable and you can lay on the floor and you don't think about it. Then you become an adult and you tear up a piece of it to do something and you realize how nasty it is and you're like, oh my goodness, I don't ever want carpet ever again.
Nasty asthma her whole life. And believe me, she does not want that stuff in the house.
The house we purchased when we first got married back in 90. We got the house in 91. They had carpet and shag carpet all through the house, and it was in the bathrooms as well.
I remember those days. My parents had green shag carpet in their master bedroom. Six CLX Friday.
Okay, I'll make this my last one, but back then I could barely afford the house. But I couldn't afford anybody to tear the carpet out for me. So I had to tear it out, and that was awful. That was when I was like, I'm never having carpet again. I don't care if I can help it.
I had to do the same in our last house. I tiled that whole house. And tore out that carpet, and I darn near ruined a vacuum cleaner trying to get rid of all that stuff that was underneath.
A story. I'll make this one my last one. The floors I just replaced and put down this laminate, it had carpet in it. It was in this house when we bought it, but the rooms never got used, and we use the two extra bedrooms, just Beth and I in the house, so the only time they get used is when the kids come over. and then one of them is my office slash radio room slash third bedroom. And so that one got used more, but that was the cleanest carpet and padding that I've ever seen, so I have to take that back. This one wasn't bad. I barely had to vacuum when I pulled it up. But anyway, Mike, nice talking to you. I'm pulling in the driveway. Have a good week, and if I don't talk to you before, Merry Christmas to you, and we'll talk to you later. And 4ZLK.
On beforehand. Good evening, and thanks for the quick key, so always good talking to you. Talk to you later, Shane. And for ZLK and 6ZLX, I'll be here for a little while.